We're looking at Mammoth Collective's first group show that's public.
Last Friday, a group of eight women in their early to mid-20s held their first gallery show as Mammoth Collective at the gallery space Cultivate 712 in downtown Waco. Mammoth Collective was founded by 22-year-old Julia Harmon. She says when she moved to Waco over a year ago, she found a missing support system for artists her age.
I was just seeing like a lack of representation among like young women artists who were super ambitious.
Harmon says the group, which began with four women, held a couple shows in home settings before taking a hiatus.
Then I moved into the house that I'm moving in currently, and we started doing shows in my backyard.
She says the artists began preparing for the gallery show last November, which involved group critiques and lots of installation planning. She also says that several months gives the artists enough time to experiment and hone in on their final piece.
It's good for us to keep making new work right now because that builds portfolio.
For now, Harmon plans on finishing the group's website in order to have a platform to share upcoming events, as well as how to get involved. She says she hopes the group will expand to other demographics in Waco as they grow. And also, she wants to provide a space where the community can come and get to know artists on a face-to-face basis with community dinners, an idea that she's still working on perfecting.
You come, you hang out with the artists, we cook for you, and we have good conversation. And we're also building a community of, like, cool people in Waco and like keeping up with it.
Director of Cultivate 712 Rebecca Hagman says the women of Mammoth Collective are bringing something to Waco that is needed among young creatives.
This is new to have this kind of infrastructure available for artists, and I think it is really important. And I think what Julia's decided to do with the collective is providing an invaluable service for young female creatives in town. There wasn't something like that.
Morgan Eyring is one of the newer members of the collective and has her pieces on display at the gallery. Her art combines natural elements like steel, wood, essential oils, and geography planning to create an immersive experience for the viewer. She moved to Waco from Ohio over a year and a half ago after art school and took an office job, which she found out wasn't for her.
Working that job for almost a year, I left that job and I now work at a metal shop for a custom furniture business and for a business that we create custom doors and windows.
She says she met Harmon at an art show at Cultivate 712 last fall, and the two bonded over their love of art. Eyring says it was hard for her to find where her conceptual art had a place in town.
I didn't feel like my work really fit in anywhere, so having the opportunity to be a part of a collective that's our main focus is really, really important.
She's like exploring these like new mediums, which we always like, I always try to like.
Back at the gallery, Harmon is explaining how the installation process was before opening night, which brought in over 200 people.
So we had to like move things around in the middle of the show, and it was.
The group will hold an open panel to the public tonight at 5:45 at Cultivate 712 for an in-depth look into the creation behind the pieces, which focuses on a variety of topics, including faith, vulnerability, and femininity. For KWBU, I'm Kate Lee Mills.
Like, what if you like get outside your box a little bit? Like, and we do. We try-